and
go watch Elf. I don't care if you're not a Christmas movie person. Yeah, go watch it. It's awesome.
I know. I'm un-American. I hate Christmas specials/ movies because they're all lame and cheesy.
It's so funny.
I'm gonna be mad if it's not now. Oh, I don't like it. I don't like getting jerked around. It's been built up pretty high.
Craig, just know this. The best way to spread holiday cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
What? It's just Christmas cheer? Because Halloween cheer would be giving everybody free candy.
Free candy, everybody?
Free candy, everybody.
Free candy, everybody. Andy Richter's in it.
Yeah, I knew that.
Andy Richter's in it.
Is like Andy Richter his brother or something?
No.
Is Andy Richter
his brother is James Caan.
James Caan's his brother?
Yes. Or his dad. No, he's his dad.
Wait, hold on. Wait, whoa. Andy Richter's what? So Andy Richter isn't his brother? Who's Andy Richter then?
Andy Richter just works at the company that his dad owns.
Oh, okay. Is he like his babysitter then?
No. Now, Artie Lang is in the movie. Wow. Kyle Gass is in the movie.
Artie Lang's in a Christmas movie?
Peter Dinklage is in the movie.
That's one of the elves, I suppose.
Nope.
Well, that's right, because Peter Dinklage doesn't do demeaning roles, and that specifically includes Christmas elves.
Yes and no. Because that's kind of the joke.
He's not a mall elf, is he?
No. No, but... But Will Ferrell's character meets him and believes him to be an elf.
Okay.
And he gets rather upset.
Okay. I was about to say, no, I read somewhere that Peter Dinklage, like, you know, takes, you know, his roles very seriously and refuses to do, you know, stereotypical, you know, midget roles.
Yeah, well,
dwarf roles.
It was that's one of the best scenes in the movie.
Okay. If Peter Dinklage is in it, I have to watch it because Game of Thrones!
Dun 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 dun!
When are you just gonna get the sound effect so we don't have to do that?
Dun 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 dun!
Suppose we should talk about sports today?
Yeah, let's do it.
Really? Even with the way they've been going?
Yeah, let's start now.
Right now?
Right now.
Right now.
Right.
Okay. I was a young
man when I fell in love. I was a young man who...
Well, in case you lived under a rock for the past 3 weeks, I suppose now. Everybody in football is a horrible human being, beats their wives, beat their children, does all the drugs under the sun, gets arrested, and hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your husband, because Roger Goodell isn't going to do anything to protect them.
No, he's not, and it's pathetic.
But, all jokes aside, bad things have been happening in the world of football. It's one of the worst kept secrets that NFL players tend to get pretty lenient punishments whenever it comes to domestic abuse. Ray Rice obviously happened with graphic video, and because there has now been graphic video, I can't recall of a single time when someone else was involved in domestic abuse, and I can recall dozens and dozens of, not off the top of my head, of actual names that I just know every year were good for 5 or 6 of these.
Yeah,
players included Brandon Marshall, wide receiver for the Bears, Richie Incognito, formerly of the Dolphins. Let's see. Did Pac-Man Jones ever get domestic abuse or just normal assault for that time when he was in a bar?
I don't quite know.
Well, he hit people. And I suppose hitting people's, you know, although if you hit a man, it's not as bad as if you hit a woman, apparently. That's not my opinion. That just seems to be something going on. I should clarify, I am not putting down violence of any kind. Any kind of violence towards any human being should be despicable on every level. It should be equally bad for everybody, no matter what. So if you think male is lower, you should raise it, because there's generally never a reason to hit someone.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there.
I mean, you know, there really isn't a good reason. I don't know. I couldn't think of one off the top of my head.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless they hit you first.
Well, even then. Because in schools, the rule is, well, at least in Florida, for what I know of the areas I've been in, even if you hit back in self-defense, now you get in trouble.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid.
Yeah. But anyways, the NFL's archaic policy on this was updated. And right after the Ray Rice video came out, 6 games automatically, and then banned for life after the first, second events. People thought this was knee-jerk reaction. Then more footage came out. More analysts was done. When the NFL had this video, the NFL said they didn't have this. TMZ said, oh, they should have had this. NFL said, no, we didn't have this. Then someone in the New Jersey criminal justice area said, no, we sent this over to them. And then someone else in the New Jersey criminal justice, a lawyer said, there's no way they could have had this. Ray Rice's lawyer had it, however. Ray Rice's lawyer was in the room with Ray Rice whenever he met with Roger Goodell and told Roger Goodell exactly what happened. And that's been the only semi-silver lining to this, was Ray Rice apparently isn't a liar. He told everybody what happened.
He told everybody off the bat that he was a despicable person.
Then the Ravens said, well, we're going to see how this plays out. After, and I just saw this today on Outside the Lines. Outside the Lines had a report that said that John Harbaugh, that's the correct Harbaugh brother, right?
Yes.
I get them confused. They look alike. And their names sound alike. John Harbaugh wanted him off the team immediately.
Good for him.
And the GM and the owner said no.
Which is pathetic.
And then they sent John Harbaugh out to the media and said, make this go away.
Yeah, that's pathetic. That's...
So, looks like John Harbaugh actually isn't a bad guy in the situation. He's actually looking like
the hero.
The smartest person and the most level-headed individual in this case.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, like you said, no matter how you put it, hitting someone is wrong. A man hitting a woman is even worse, if that's even possible. It's so pathetic, it's so wrong, and for them to defend it and make him try to be the bullet shield for it, absolutely ridiculous. It won't stand.
So then, a couple days after that goes by, everyone remembers, oh yeah, this guy, Hardy, on the Panthers, he also hit a woman.
Oh yeah, that happened a little while ago. Maybe we should make him go away too now.
Yeah, he actually was tried and indicted. He actually was convicted of it, and he is currently appealing it. He first went to trial with no jury, just a bench ruling with just judges, and now he's trying to appeal that. He got suspended with full pay. You know what? That's not even the least of anybody's issues right now on whether or not these people are getting paid. Ray Rice isn't getting paid. He got kicked off. But there's another case that happened over in San Francisco. Other Harbaugh brother also said the 49ers would have a quote-unquote no-tolerance policy, and he got to play a game this year.
Yeah.
McDonald got to play a game this year.
Yeah, that he did. You know,
and then they realized, oopsies, he got arrested. This looks serious.
Let's make that go away.
Exemption. He's also on paid leave. And again, I'm not mad because he's about to have a crap ton of court bills, and whether or not there's a divorce, there might be a divorce settlement, so he's going to need all the money he can to pay for all that stuff. And I'm not going to wish people not to have money to pay their lawyers and whatnot.
Yeah, it's a sad situation. But you've heard a lot about it this week. Let's move on to something that you haven't heard a lot about. And it's something that I always look forward to because it's always an interesting starting point for discussion. ESPN the magazine has unleashed their ultimate team rankings once again. They do this every year. I love it. What they do is they take into account the affordability of the team, the coaching of the team's fan relations, their ownership, their players, their stadium experience, their bangs for the buck, or in other words, their wins over the past year in relation to how much money the fans are spending for their tickets, and championships won or expected to win within the lifetime of current fans. Would you care to guess who's number one on this list out of all major leagues? And by all major leagues, I mean everybody except the MLS. Major League Baseball, the National Football League, the NBA, and the NHL. Who's number one on that list?
San Antonio.
The San Antonio Spurs are number one. Yep, they are number one in, let's see, yeah, fan relations. They're number one in ownership. Let's see, they're number one in players, and they're number one in coaching.
I believe they also have decently priced beers. I read something today about...
Third in affordability.
Yeah, I read something today in NFL teams, most expensive and least expensive beers. The Oakland Raiders have the second most expensive beer in all the NFL.
Well, when you only have 50,000 people, yeah, you got to make up for that. But...
Yeah, but if you want to get those 50,000 people in there... Let's lower the prices on beer.
You'll be surprised with the number two.
Because who wants to watch the Raiders sober?
You'll be surprised with the number two team on the Ultimate Team Rankings.
Most shocking team I could think of would be the New York Yankees.
No, no.
Okay, how shocking is that?
It's a team that one of us likes. And where they're killing it right now is in their affordability and their bang for their buck. Well, actually, they're killing with everything. Their lowest rank is 41, and that's in coaching, and their second lowest rank is 23.
I'm against St. Louis Cardinals.
Nope. St. Louis Cardinals are number one in championships won or expected within the lifetime of current fans.
Yeah. Are the St. Louis Cardinals number one in baseball?
Should be. I don't know. But number one overall, I will tell you, is not a Major League Baseball team. Or number two is not a Major League Baseball team.
Okay.
Even though number one is the Los Angeles Angels in baseball. The Cardinals are number
really?
Two.
Really? Are you serious?
Yep.
Get bent.
Just because the Cardinals' bang for your buck is pretty rough. The bang for the buck and the coaching is what's getting knocked right now.
Really? So apparently it's cheaper to go to an Angels game than it is to go to a Cardinals game or something?
Well, I'm sure, especially compared to wins. And
but major yeah, market, no, small market.
Number two, give it a guess. Who is it?
Give me a region.
West of the Mississippi.
West of the Mississippi.
One of our teams.
One of our teams. Is it, it's not the Broncos, is it?
No. Apparently, according to Reddit, repulsively hated in the state of Texas.
Repulsively hated in the state of Texas. Oh, crap. Are you referring to... Oh, I think I know what you're referring to, but I can't recall it. Ducks?
The Mighty Ducks of Anaheim. They're ranked number two in bang for your buck.
They're expected to win some national championships, are they?
Number six in fan relations. Number seven in affordability. 41. Bruce Boudreau is what's hurting them. Bruce Boudreau.
So they're saying...
41... Oh, speaking of which, Timu Solani came out this week and said that he would still be playing if Bruce Boudreau was not the head coach of the Ducks.
Oh, man, see?
So, but title track, number 12.
Really?
Yep.
With Bruce Boudreau?
Yep.
Well, I'm assuming they're going to fire Bruce Boudreau in 2 years and then hire someone and then win another one.
Highest ranked NFL team is at number 3. It's pretty easy.
It is?
Yep.
The Buffalo Bills.
Who is the best fans in the NFL?
Seattle.
The Seattle Seahawks. And they rank number 3 in bang for your buck. Now, in terms of title tracking...
Well, actually, in bang for your buck, Seattle also has prohibitively expensive beer. So, I don't know what they're doing their bang for the buck thing.
Now, in terms of title tracking, Cardinals are number 1. Blackhawks, number 2. Packers, number 3. The Kings are number 4. And the Ravens are number 5.
How are these big market teams being up there? I mean... I don't go on to tickets, you know, StubHub and Ticketmaster.
Well, this is just in expectations to win a title. This is title. Okay, that's okay. Title tracking.
It's like, but still, you got to imagine these big markets charge more because, you know, they figure they're...
All right. Your Broncos make it in at number 17.
Respectable.
The Jaguars moved up 31 spots. 31 spots this season. They're coming in at 44.
I'm just going to guess coaching is the best thing they've got going for them, or affordability.
Second most affordable team in all four leagues.
Yeah. Like, the two of us that much, either everyone finally figured out that Bradley's amazing.
Well, coaching number 12.
So apparently Gus Bradley isn't that good of a secret.
Fan relations, 24.
Jumbotrons, 1.
Yes. Yes, let's see.
We can light up half a city with our Jumbotron. What can yours do, Dallas? Oh, that's right, it's in a dome, so no one has to be blinded by it at night or at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
You want some notable names under the Jaguars?
I'm going to guess the Steelers.
The Atlanta Braves?
Well, yeah, because when are they going to win a championship?
The Flyers.
Yeah, because when are they going to win a championship?
Falcons, the Rangers, the Royals, the Texans.
Championship, championship, championship. Ooh. Not happening.
Yeah, Orlando's getting killed in coaching and bang for your buck right now. 102nd in coaching and 102 in bang for your buck.
Ooh.
Hashtag fire Jacques Vaughn.
You really want to fire Jacques even though he hasn't had anything to work with yet?
But the worst team, I'll let you guess the bottom three, two of which are NBA teams.
New York Knicks.
Yes.
Yeah, wait, stop. Now you're giving me two from the NBA?
Yes. There's one right above.
God, they're not the worst.
No. The Knicks are the worst.
Oh, okay.
The Knicks aren't the worst team on the list, but they're the worst NBA team. There's one that sucks slightly.
Big market, little market.
Little market.
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee Bucks. And the worst team, dead last.
All right, give me a league.
And bang for your buck.
Give me a league.
Dead last.
The NHL.
They're dead last in two categories, and this is out of 122. They're 122 in two categories, 121 in another, and 120 in another.
The Florida Panthers.
Nope.
What?
A prominent powerhouse franchise.
Canada or America?
An original six in Canada.
You're not talking about the Blue Jays. The Maple Leafs, are you?
I am talking about the Toronto Maple Leafs. Oh, good lord.
Do you know any Maple Leafs fans? I don't know.
Nope, but I'll tell you this. Let's see. Other teams that round out the bottom? The Raiders.
Yep.
At 119. At 118, the Mets.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you'd have said MLB, I would have said the Mets are the worst.
117's the Cubbies.
Yep.
116 is the Islanders.
I agree.
115's the Oilers. I'm a little astonished by that.
Why?
114's the Timberwolves. 113's the Jets.
Wait, Winnipeg or New York?
J-E-T-S. Jets.
New York.
Yes.
Thank you for clarifying.
112 Vancouver. All the Canada teams, because they're just hawking up their prices and they're not winning any games.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only thing keeping the Canadian economy afloat these days.
I was about to say, does this account for the exchange?
I don't know what the exchange is from U.S. and Canada, but it's always been fairly close.
Well, let's see. The Browns, the Redskins, the Dolphins, the Cowboys are all cellar dwellers.
I would assume they account for that. This is fairly reputable.
Yep. Effort on the field. Players.
Cowboys should be dead last in that.
You want to find out?
Go for it.
Okay. Number one effort on the field is the San Antonio Spurs. I'll go ahead and tell you that.
Well, no. Crap.
Okay. Effort on the field. Spurs, Kings, Seahawks, Blackhawks, and A's.
Yeah, those A's are a scrappy bunch out there.
They are.
They didn't clinch the West though. Went to the Angels. Because the Angels have finally gotten their act together, apparently.
Yeah, I got you the Ducks checking in at 18. Mm-hmm. The Angels check in at 22 in this category. Cardinals check in at 11.
Yep.
Let's see. The Lightning at 33. The Bolts, obviously. Close by team. Pirates, let's see. Jaguars at 47. Where's Denver?
Should be pretty last. Don't forget, Terrence Knighton's on the team.
This is true. Okay, but who's dead last?
The Mets?
Effort. Nope.
The Cubs?
Nope.
Well, okay.
You were in the right city for a second.
The Yankees?
No.
Oh, the Knicks.
The Knicks. 121 is also an NBA team.
LA?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
It's Sacramento.
It is not a good team.
It's Sacramento.
Nor has it been for a long time.
Swiss.
And it's not in California. Screw you.
Define long time for the NBA.
Decade?
No. Yeah, Hawks? No.
Maybe more.
It's not Detroit.
It is Detroit.
Really? Well, then a decade's right, because don't forget, 10 years ago...
There was malice in the palace.
No, 10 years ago, they won it in 2004.
In terms of... Yeah, okay, so about...
Aren't you?
But enough of the malice in the palace, all that nonsense. It's time for the one who knocks.
Who can it be knocking at my door?
That's right. The one who knocks can only be Shane Carden, quarterback of Eastern Carolina University.
Yeah, purple people leader.
Currently trashing all of Jacksonville Jaguar legend David Garrard's records at the University of East Carolina.
Yeah, dropped him faster than David Garrard at a City Commerce lunch.
Oh, hey, I liked David.
David's a great guy until you need him to win you a game.
Or until he breaks his back.
Or until you need him to win you a game. Like the countless times he lost us the AFC South because he couldn't beat the Colts.
Well, you know, the Colts happened to be good back in those days.
And the Jags were decent.
But anyways...
It could have been much better with a good quarterback.
Using the Eastern Carolina segue, let's go into picks where our first matchup is North Carolina at the Eastern Carolina Purple People Pirates. Eastern Carolina favored by... 2.5.
I understand East Carolina's favorite. I'm riding the Blue Heels. Go Carolina.
And what that should tell everybody who don't know, Ryan always picks North Carolina. North Carolina always lets him down.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, it is more of a season thing than a week-by-week basis. But still, you have to ride the hot quarterback. You have to ride the hot team. Make it 2 ACC wins in a row. For future conference member, you heard it here first.
Jeez, man.
In 10 years, they're going to be a conference member. Give me the purple people. All right, next up, we have number 4, Oklahoma, traveling to the hills of West Virginia.
West Virginia, Mountain Mama, John Denver, Jimbo Fisher, all that good stuff. Let's go, Mountaineers, fighting trickets. Get it done. Bob Stoops leaves Norman with a loss.
Oklahoma favored by 7.5. Last time I picked Oklahoma in a game. Did we pick them last week? No, we haven't. I want to see the last time we picked Oklahoma. Wasn't it a bowl game? Weren't they playing Alabama?
Yes, and they were also significant underdog. I'm picking the significant underdog in this one.
Okay, you're hoping that the underdog is the key to the Oklahoma stratagem? Give me big game Bob. I don't like Oklahoma, and when I pick Oklahoma, it's because I think they're going to win. And because I just can't spot myself.
Well, the news just came out. We can announce on this podcast that while we're recording this, according, first of all, to Bud Elliott of TomahawkNation.com, James Winston will not play the entire Clemson game, and the Vegas odds makers will go nuts. At least it looks as though.
Currently, before this happened, it did go down to 15 as of about 9 o'clock this evening.
Okay. Decision made by Garnet Stokes, FSU's interim president.
Whoa. For those of you who don't know, FSU is currently without a current president, but the interim president. But never mind that. President is the highest figure. This is coming down from the tippy top.
Okay, so this is all sorts of fun stuff. I'm trying to see. Okay, so it wasn't Bud Elliott first, even though Bud Elliott was one of the first to have a story about it. Florida State just released a statement about it.
Ah, okay. So the university did?
I cannot believe. Let's see. Based on the results of our continuing investigation of Tuesday's incident involving Jameis Winston, we have decided to not play him for the entire game against Clemson on Saturday night. What continued investigation? He was dared to say something, shout it out on a union table. He did it. I don't understand exactly how.
You just gotta shake your head with Jameis. I mean, he's got, you know, nothing but the brightest future possible in front of him. And he seems to just be squandering it. And he's doing a horrible job at damage control. Every time I see him in a press conference for when he's apologizing, he's always smiling, borderline giggling, and basically says, I get no contrition. I get no sense of contrition from him at all. And you just gotta wonder, when's he gonna get it together? Is he gonna get it together? But we're both taking Florida State. Never mind that, because we believe in Sean McGuire.
Sean McGuire needs our help.
Where game day should be going now.
Oh, come on.
Oh, because... well, yeah, that's right. Scandal, big story. The story's there. But where game day should have gone in the first place, and where game day needs to go now, just pack up. I know they got everything unpacked on Thursday, and it takes 3 days to set this thing up. But they should have gone to Lincoln, Nebraska to watch the U play the Cornhuskers in a game that would be the game of the century had it been played 20 years ago. It would have been a national championship game. Nebraska favored by 7.
More like 30 years, but whatever. Yeah, that game is going to be meh. Well, Nebraska's going to win that game by 10, at least.
No, 20 games. I was alive when these teams were good. Yeah. Sir, I'm not that old.
All right, whatever.
I'm not your grandpa. In my grandpa voice. I like Nebraska big. I like Nebraska by 2 touchdowns. Go Big Red. One more game we got from college. We have the Virginia Cavaliers traveling far west to take on the 21st ranked BYU Cougars.
Yeah, about that, Virginia.
You got great defense and you can stick in the games on at home, but on the road, I don't like you.
Yeah. Yeah, me neither. So, give me Rise and Shout, Cougars out.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm liking the BYU Cougars a lot. They might almost run the table, probably close. In which case people are saying, well, they might make the playoffs. No, hush, they're not going to make the playoffs. They're going to finish 10 or 12-ish, maybe 8 or 7. And not make the playoffs, because let's face it, BYU doesn't bring a fan base with lots and lots of money. Although, well, maybe they do, but still, they're not known for, you know, traveling like, you know, an Alabama, a Florida, a Florida State, a Nebraska. Oregon, I guess, travels. Does Oregon travel?
They can.
Well, anyways. Okay. It's time to move on to the pros now. First game we have on the matchup, 1-1 San Diego at 2-0 Buffalo. Buffalo favored by 2.5 points. Vegas.
Oh, please. San Diego Superchargers.
Vegas thinks no one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills, but you're right. San Diego is going to upset the Bills at home. I heard a stat on the radio today. I forget the overall number because I heard it very early in the morning, but Buffalo is atrocious after beating Miami. It's like 5-20-something. 5 wins, 20-something after beating Dolphins, for whatever reason, the Bills are horrible after they beat the Dolphins.
Yeah, this is true. Because they go back to being the Bills.
Yeah, but that's a weird thing. It's like, after we beat the Dolphins, we always lose. That's a weird thing. I don't know. Anyways, next up, we have 1-1 Baltimore at 1-1 Cleveland Browns, where Baltimore is favored by 1.5 points.
Oh, yes. Give me Baltimore.
Give you the Purple Birds, all right. I'll take Cleveland in this one. I like Joe Hayden. I like their secondary. And I like Joe Flacco to turn the ball over all the time. So I'm going for Cleveland to upset. Going for two upsets there. Next up, we have 1-1 Green Bay at 1-1 Detroit Lions, favored by 1.5. Detroit's offense has looked unstoppable. Green Bay has looked questionable.
I still like Green Bay. Sorry. I still don't trust a Jim Caldwell team.
I'm a little disappointed that this is not a Thanksgiving game because I feel this is going to be high scoring. No defense will be played. Well, minimal defense will be played. Enough that one team will win, obviously. But give me the Lions. Next up, we have 1-1 San Francisco at 2-0 Arizona. San Francisco favored by 2.5. Arizona leading that division right now with a 2-0 record. San Francisco, though, coming off of a very questionable loss that they probably shouldn't have. I gotta like the talent level on this San Francisco team. Arizona is having a lot of issues. They have a domestic abuse case of their own going on, also involving child abuse. And John Abrahams has just been pretty much retired for the season after saying he was going to come back and play with his very concerning concussion results with this partial memory loss that he's been having. I'm a little worried about my Arizona pick right now. Also with a backup quarterback. So I got to take the 49ers in this one. Who you got?
You know what? I'm riding against the Niners.
You're taking a backup quarterback and all that locker room drama.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Ooh. Because I like the Redbirds at home.
I will say this. Their defense has been doing wonders for me in fantasy. So I'm assuming that's what you're riding. Next up, we have 2-0 Denver Broncos traveling to a 1-1 Seattle Seahawks team at home that is favored by a measly 5 points.
I like Seattle at home.
I like Seattle at home. I like Seattle at home big. I expect Peyton Manning to have one of the worst outings of his career as a Denver Bronco. That noise is just going to be too much for him. Peyton Manning struggles in noisy environments where he makes so much of his plays on the fly. Gotta get him off. So, tough luck for my Denver Broncos.
And finally, what we have, Craig?
We have 1-1 Chicago at 1-1 New York Jets. Jets favored by 2.5. Jets coming off of a loss they shouldn't have had based on the fact that their coaches shouldn't have been allowed to call a timeout. The players were in the wrong formation and a whole bunch of other things. And Jordy Nelson had a monster game.
Listen, my thing is this. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Jets at home. I like them. Defense. Yes, I understand the Bears are my big pick, but I think the Bears get hot later in the season. Leatherall.
Where do you see the Jets finishing the season at? You're pretty high on the Jets right now.
I think the Jets can win that division.
Just like I think the Dolphins can win the division?
Yes.
All right, so that's... Are you as confident that the Jets could win as I am that the Dolphins could?
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty confident. Because I'm sticking with that pick, even though the Dolphins are probably losing this week again as well. But hey, I'm not going to get discouraged. But that's all we have time for today. Those are the picks.
Us on the Facebooks, the Twitters, all that good stuff.
I'll update the rankings next episode because we had a historically bad week last week, and I'm still in denial about some of those games. But anyways, first bound, fourth down. I'm Craig Wilson.
I'm Ryan Kelly.
Y'all come back now.
You hear? He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a
short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.